prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
I've mentioned to all of you before that that I used to be a coach, and I've always been sort of like an encourager or like a good cheerleader in a way. I don't exactly know why, but I've sort of pondered why that might be the case. I've thought about it, and you know, my dad tells my mom I love you a lot, maybe even to like an annoying amount or something like that. But we often see what the alternative looks like when somebody never hears that a spouse loves the other person. So one of the things that was sort of modeled for me, I think, my whole life that I saw all the time is an expression of love from my father to my mother all the time. And I think that had something to do with it, at least part of it. And one of the things that St. Paul exhorts everybody to do is to encourage one another. I mean, what he's talking to, we have to remember, he's talking to believers in a difficult time. And he's saying, you need this affirmation and you need this encouragement of one another to be able to keep moving forward, because a lot of the things that you face are difficult. Sometimes we do the opposite thing to one another. We could be like super, super critical of one another, And we don't give each other the benefit of the doubt, and you know, we're just kind of flat out mean, you know, to just say it in layman's terms. But to affirm one another and to help one another along, that doesn't mean that, you know, somebody doesn't need to be corrected if they're wrong. But there's different ways of doing that and different ways of approaching things. I think especially in our day and age, so many things have become electronic that we wouldn't dream of just actually going to another person and say, "Could I speak to you about something?" and find out that was there actually a misunderstanding in the first place before we decide to write a scathing email that's just like pages and pages long, right? Or young people often do this. Well, young people and people my age too. We've gotten so used to text messages, we're like, well, you know, I could call them, but maybe I'll just send a scathing text message instead. You know, it's just like, that's just not that effective, and it's certainly not affirming. One of the things that we notice that's so amazing, again, like with our words, encouraging each other and helping out each other, one of the things that's so amazing and dumbfounding for the people that witness Jesus exorcising demons out in the world is they say in the gospel, it's like, what is it about his word? They just couldn't believe by just his word that he was actually able to transform things. Remember, he does that by exorcising a demon. And he also does it by controlling the weather, which was one of the things that was the biggest impressions on Peter and the other apostles. Because again, these were people who spent time outdoors. They knew what it was like to be out in nature. They were totally in touch with that reality. And then they're like, who is this? that has command over the sea and the wind and the waves. How is that possible? But that's the word of God. We remember, it's just like, remember that phrase that's actually engraved on our tabernacle. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the very first people that God reveals himself to only knew him in just the power of the word. And you know, God breathes things into existence. The power of his word is just unbelievable. And the power of our words are unbelievable as well. And so that's why it's so helpful for us to be mindful of that when we're in each other's company, in our families, in our parish community, in our work community, wherever we are. We want to be able to speak in a way where people know who we are, that people know that we're Christians. I may have also told you this story before, but I was dumbfounded by this. This was like, I had no idea. I never saw this coming. But I was at work at the Mac where I used to work, and it was kind of a small office, and there was like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 people in the same office, not a very large office either. The person behind me was like a foot, his chair was like a foot behind my chair. And I remember somebody said a bad word, like, you know, somebody, you know, said the F word. And so during that, but then they turned around and they said, "Oh, sorry, Peter." And I was at my desk at my computer and I was like, I just was like, why did they apologize to me? I just thought it was strange. And then throughout time, other people started to apologize to me when they used like bad language. And then I'd realize that eventually people found out that I like was Catholic and I went to church. And then they were like, "Oh, that's probably offensive to him." So they started cleaning up their act around me. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. It was so strange to me. But I was just like, wow. I was just like, all these people around me gleaned something from things I didn't say. And so it just goes to show us just how powerful language is and how powerful our language can be. So when we go out into the world, you know, do we affirm one another in the faith and encourage one another? And also, can people kind of know us by the way that we speak? Would they know that we're Catholic? Would they know that we're people of faith? God bless you all today.